sky's gray. It's the I-ray. I'ma find a way.
Find a way
to make it through the day. It's the I-ray. I'ma find a way.
Find a way.
Still fighting to live. Now I'm bringing the kid. Protection is everything. You know I'm strapped with the shield. Out here chasing the mill. I just gotta stay still, cause God is within. Never talk low with me. You don't know my walk. You don't see what I see. You not into what I believe. Gratitude over everything. Yeah. And I keep saying it to the end. I'ma find a way.
Find a way
to make it through the day.
Through the day.
While the sky is gray.
Sky gray.
It's the eye
ray.
I'ma find a way.
Find a way
to make it through the day. Find a way.
Find a way.
About to get started, man. Five, man, welcome to the Third Eye Five, Just a Vibe audio podcast. Welcome back here on another week, February 14th, on some Valentine's shit, man. I love y'all people every day, man, not just on this one day. Don't forget about tomorrow, don't forget next week, don't forget next month, don't forget the rest of the year, don't forget the year after that, and the year after that. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Vibe 2 is 555 PM, 5:55. Feel me? We change, man. So, so welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. We got some news, some stuff that that went down over the Super Bowl weekend. Oh, everybody, at least try to enjoy their time. You know what I'm saying? So during the Super Bowl, like, one of the Nigerian CEOs. Let me put it this way. CEO of one of the Nigeria's largest bank was killed when in a helicopter he was riding in a crash in Mojave Desert in California, heading to the Super Bowl. And quote, he is one of the Nigeria's largest banks. CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks. So something's going on here, man. Something's going on here that they would do that like the day of the Super Bowl. So, and then what else happened? Joe Biden had posted something. Let's see if we're gonna pull it up. This picture here is what he posted after the Super Bowl and said, it's just like as we scripted. That was his caption. So, it's like, Biden, what the fuck? Like, what he got going on? It's literally on his Instagram. Let's go see if it's still up there. For those that think that I'm capping. He posted this the same night of the Super Bowl, man. And then, they passed the $95 million aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. That's another thing that happened during the Super Bowl. Those two major things that happened during the Super Bowl. So what is going on? What is really good? What is really good? Look at that. Day of the Super Bowl, he talking about something. They were at Chiefs. You're seeing it for yourself. So it's like, what do Joe Biden got going on? And I know for a fact that is not over, no. Because the Chiefs won. It gotta be, it's some subliminal behind that because they literally, let's put it this way. Joe Biden literally sent a bill to the Senate for them to send money to Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan. So, and it passed the night of the Super Bowl. So, ain't no way he's really thinking about the football game, a scripted football game at that. He got to be talking about that $95 million bill that passed over the Super Bowl. And this is what they're not talking about. Let's Let's dive a little bit more into it. Let's see what they're talking about. Because they said it was rare that any bill got passed during an event like that, a Super Bowl event. All right, so we got what's inside the Senate. Okay, we'll actually get. The Senate passed a $95 billion national security package to aid Israel, Ukraine, and other U.S. allies early Tuesday after months-long debate that has deeply divided congressional Republicans. The bill passed at 70-29 after 22 Republicans joined Democrat in approving the aid. Alrighty then. Second, typing up what I'm looking for. Okay, Senate moves forward with Israel and Ukraine funding after votes on Super Bowl Sunday. 67 senators voted to move forward with the $95 billion aid package to fund Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, which will continue the slow-going process of negotiating that could cut into Senate schedule 2 weeks recess. The process could be expedited if all 100 senators agree to accelerate timeline, but holdouts like Republican Senator Rand Paul have been staunch about delaying the process. 118 billion versions of bills failed on Senate floor Wednesday due to continuous border security provision, which led senators to hold votes on the new $95 billion version. Senators on Sunday voted to move forward with the $95 billion aid package to fund Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan. Positive signs. Long-awaited foreign aid that could have vote passed the weekend slow-going negotiation. I can't remember the last time the Senate was in a session on Super Bowl Sunday, but as I've said all week long, we're going to keep working the bill until the job is done. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat New York, said Sunday on the Senate floor. Sunday votes, which passed 67 votes in favor. I think we're going to pass this spending bill for Ukraine. We already moved past several procedural hurdles, required 60 votes. I think that this will be the 60 votes in the end. Senator Murphy, Democratic Connecticut. Since Wednesday, landmarks have been working tedious Senate process of sending hours of negotiation to follow procedural votes and more negotiation. These proceedings will likely carry into the next week before the final votes is held, which cuts the senator's schedule 2 weeks recess before federal budget talks begin. If voting had bled into the Super Bowl on Sunday, Schumer planned to arrange the television and pizza on Capitol Hill, according to the spokesperson. The process could be accelerated to 100 senators unanimously agree to speed up the time frame. This is crazy, y'all. They think they slick, man. But it's like they ain't even thinking. They just is slick. They just do what they just do what they want. They just do what they want. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So y'all pay attention to what's going on behind the scenes. Like right when you think they ain't even on bullshit. The day of the Super Bowl, they finally passed the 8. Now we're about to see what's really gonna go. Like what's really about to pop off, because they really taking our tax money and going funding these stuff. Go funding the other countries and that. We have no business being over, no parts of, but they are our allies and we stick by them, but we can't even get the border right. Let's see what they talk about the border. Since they passing this $95 billion aid, but you can't take that money and put it on the border. This is like a spit in the face to America of like, we do what we want and we don't give a fuck type thing. That's how they looking at it. They do what they want, they don't give a fuck. And that's just that. Us as people just gotta take it. Exactly, you feel me? We just gotta take it. Texas see a huge drop in a border crossing. So Texas is seeing a huge drop in the border crossing as they fighting over there and to make sure everything is good in Texas. So I guess that's good. I guess. Texas Republicans trying to say Mexican cartels are helping Biden with border. Probably give that nigga hella bread. They saying encounters dropped about 42% at the border. So they saying 7,000 people are still being crossed, but it is going down. And they saying it is still a lot of people keep coming in and out.
Trump thinks it's bad for him politically. Therefore, he doesn't, even though it helps the country, he's not for it. He'd rather weaponize this issue than actually solve it. So for the last 24 hours, he's done nothing, I'm told, but reach out to Republicans in the House and the Senate and threaten them and try to intimidate them to vote against this proposal. It looks like they're caving. Frankly, they owe it to the American people to show some spine and do what they know to be right.
Is it me or Biden just looking more and more fake by the day? Like, who the fuck do we got? People got in office right now. Are you talking about Russian propaganda promotes civil war over Texas border dispute? What are you talking about? What is they talking about? They talking about a lot of examples of Russia using online disinformation to sow discord in the United States. Now ongoing conflict between the states of Texas and Biden administrations over the operation of border has given Russia propagandists another opening. They're probably talking about when Putin went on that did an interview with one of the Americans or whatever. He had sat down in an interview and spoke with him. Let's see what he's talking about. Cause I've been meaning to check it out. Let's see what they on. Like what Putin got to talk about. See if we find some clips.
Do you own your home in Virginia but still rent your electricity? If you pay more than $70 a month, Russia has no interest in invading Poland, Latvia, or other NATO countries, calling such a scenario absolutely out of the question. Well, the comments were made during a lengthy interview that was conducted in the Kremlin with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. The interview was broadcast on the Tucker Carlson Network. Mr. Putin accused NATO member states of trying to intimidate people with what he called an imaginary Russian threat. He said, however, that the Atlantic Alliance must accept Moscow's territorial gains in Ukraine, which he invaded in 2022. He again claimed it was an artificial country. He also said that Russian defeat in Ukraine was impossible. On Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter detained in Russia, Mr. Putin said an agreement could be reached for his release. Well, here's the moment that Vladimir Putin was asked by Carlson whether he'd invade a NATO country such as Poland.
Can you imagine a scenario where you sent Russian troops to Poland?
Only in one case, if Poland attacks Russia. Why? Because we have no interest in Poland, Latvia, or anywhere else. Why would we do that? We simply don't have any interest.
Well, let's go live now to our Russia editor, Steve Rosenberg, who happens to be here in London for us in the newsroom. Thanks very much for joining us. What did you make of that rather lengthy, over 2 hour long interview?
Yes, quite lengthy. Nothing particularly new, I have to say. We've heard most of what Vladimir Putin said before. This was a platform for him to put across his views, his narrative about the war in Ukraine, And his worldview, the world according to Vladimir Putin, to an American audience, to the US political establishment, to the West in general, knowing that he wouldn't be challenged very much on his answers. And the world according to Vladimir Putin is a world in which Russia is the victim and the West is the aggressor. NATO, America, Ukraine, he never accepts any responsibility for what has happened. So that's kind of the picture that we got in this very long interview yesterday.
And Steve, we should point out really that you have asked for interviews with Vladimir Putin over the last 18 months.
Yes, Tucker Carlson a few days ago claimed that not a single, this is a quote I think, not a single Western journalist had been bothered to request an interview with Vladimir Putin since the invasion, the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. That is not true at all. The BBC and many other broadcasters, Western broadcasters, have requested repeatedly an interview with the Kremlin leader, but it's been a no.
What do you think that Putin's assessment of how that interview went will be? Do you think he'll be happy with that two-hour-long interview?
I think he'll be pretty happy. He'll feel that he had a chance to put across his views pretty much unchallenged in a long interview. Looking at the number of views that the interview got on social media, in tens of millions, I think, the Kremlin will be pretty pleased about that. Whether that's going to change dramatically any views in the United States, I simply don't know. But it's clear that Tucker Carlson was chosen as the interviewer because he had made many pro-Russia, pro-Putin comments in recent times. He didn't challenge Vladimir Putin on many
Let's
of the things
Let's talk
said,
about this Nigerian.
On the alternative reality that was painted by the Kremlin leader about what is happening with the war in Ukraine. And I would imagine that the Kremlin will be pretty pleased. There's been a media circus in Russia over this interview. It's almost been like a pop star has arrived to it.
Hey, Cover Girls, plant power.
Give me a second, I'm trying to get this to pull up.
Helicopter crash in San Bernardino County claims the lives of six people. Good evening, I'm Jory Rand. Michelle Fisher's on today. We're learning new information about those who are on board tonight. Eyewitness News reporter Leanne Suter joins us live from Burbank with the latest on the investigation. Leanne?
Jory, that helicopter was operated by Orbic Air, based here at the Burbank Airport. A pilot, as well as a safety pilot, were on board, along with four passengers, one of them the head of a major Nigerian bank.
The deadly crash happened in the middle of the Mojave Desert just after 10 p.m. Friday night. Six people on board, two pilots, four passengers, no survivors.
As far as we know, from what was reported from witnesses, that there was fire when the aircraft did contact the terrain.
On board, Herbert Wigwe, CEO of Access Bank, one of the largest banks in Nigeria. Spokesman for Nigeria's president, posting on X, Wigwe's death is, quote, a terrible blow for Nigeria and Africa's banking industry. Wigwe's wife, Chizoba, and his son were also on board, as well as Bamafin Amebola Ogunbanjo, former chair of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. The crash happened east of the 15 freeway near Halloran Springs Road outside Baker. NTSB investigators say they are looking into reports of downed power lines near the accident site and say they are also investigating if weather may have been a factor.
It was reported by witnesses that there was rain with some wintry mix. We currently have a meteorologist working on our team, and we are working to analyze and get the exact weather conditions.
Man, y'all set that man up, man.
Operated by Orbic Air out of Burbank Airport. Investigators say the helicopter taken off from Palm Springs headed to Boulder City, Nevada, outside of Las Vegas. According to victims' friends, the group was headed to the Super Bowl. Wigwe recently posting on social media, in part, quote, "Remember, life is a precious gift. Let us number our days." As authorities investigate the cause of the fatal crash, they are asking for help from witnesses.
We were aware that there were several 911 calls last night to report the crash from Interstate 15. And we'd like to ask any of those people that had witnessed that if they would reach out to us with any further information they may have.
The NTSB and FAA both expected back out at the crash site tomorrow as they continue their investigation, which they say will be very lengthy and thorough. A final report on the crash likely isn't expected for up to a year.
Hello, I'm Mark Brown. Get more great ABC7 content by clicking the subscribe button for our YouTube channel. And download the ABC7 Los Angeles streaming app on Fire TV, Android TV, Apple TV, and Roku to watch on your TV.
So yeah, like, they set my man's up, man. There's something about California people dying over there, like, by Calabasas and Los Angeles and Las Vegas. Is just something about that area. R.P. to what's his name? They ain't even got his name up here. To the Nigerian CEO, man, of the largest bank, man. And his family, they said his family was on board, and his kids, like, sick, bro. Just sick. Sick. Other news, the sun is in the constellation of Capricorn, the moon is in the constellation of Pisces, and it's the waxing crescent phase. That's where we at right now. I want to know why do some females wait till Valentine's Day? Hold on, let me turn it down some. Like, why do some females wait till Valentine's Day to be in bra and panties and lingerie photo shoots and post it on Instagram? Like I was just talking to my boy Marcus about it. He was like, it's bad enough you already single. You single and you just extra single, just bringing yourself out, like, bam, happy Valentine's Day. Like, it's like, why? Like, this is like, these are the times that we come into, like. And I'm not gonna sit here and be like, we normalizing this shit. And it's like, I'm seeing this like clear as day. Like, it's like a lot of females on social media just keep posting bikini Valentine shit. That's what Valentine's is about. But I guess that's what it is about. Sex and all that shit. So it's coming out. It's just coming out that this is really not what people or what we think it is to be. Cause like, look for instance. I remember I looked up Valentine's Day a long time ago, and I seen that it was about all that. Valentine's Day, also called St. Valentine's Day, the Feast of St. Valentine, is celebrated annually on February 14th. Originated Christian feast day honoring martyr named Valentine. Through the later folk traditions, has also become sufficient culture of religious and commercial celebration of romance, love in many regions of the world. St. Valentine of Rome, for ministering to Christians persecuted under the Roman Empire in the 3rd century. St. Valentine, let's see who St. Valentine all about. Commemorating the Western Christianity in February 14. Associated with traditions and quarterly love, what is quarterly love? So basically, in like medieval times and in their lecture, knights will have adventures to perform many deeds and services for ladies because of their love. And this was high in the Middle Ages. Back to St. Valentine. Let's see what it say. What they got about St. Valentine. See what they talk about behind St. Valentine.
This won't help you in the next food crisis. Useless, used.
For many people, Valentine's Day is all about romance.
If you may ask the person in the street, what does Valentine's Day mean to you? All it means is heart-shaped boxes of chocolates and a nice dinner with your beloved and
the library will close in 30 minutes at 7 p.m. Computers will shut down automatically at 10 minutes until closing time. Please save your work. Again, the library will close at 7 p.m.
Didn't know about St. Valentine, they probably wouldn't realize that he was a priest in the late 3rd century in Rome who was actually martyred for the faith. Very often, legends will develop from real facts. There's that little phrase in J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings where he says, history became legend and legend became myth.
The legend of St. Valentine is a story that is rooted in fact.
There are three stories surrounding him, and they all agree on a number of issues. It seemed that he was born in 226 in a tiny little city called Terni in Umbria in Italy, and that he was either a priest or a bishop. Valentine apparently lived during the reign of the Emperor Claudius II. He's sometimes referred to as Claudius Gothicus. Now, this emperor did not reign for very long, maybe a year and a half. Rome at this point in time was really a cesspool of immoral behavior. Pedophilia was rife, sexual promiscuity was rife, and one of the great witnesses of the early church is that they stood up for the value of a godly marriage, where sexuality was channeled into its God-given boundaries, and it would become a witness of what enduring love could look like.
During his reign, Claudius issued an edict that made marriage illegal.
There was an invasion of Goths towards Rome, and they needed a lot of people to go to war. And it seemed that the rule was that once you were married, you were given freedom not to go to war. And Valentine would not only convert the people, but secretly marry them so that they could indeed stay at home.
Valentine was arrested and brought to Rome. While he was being held captive, he presented the gospel to his jailer, the judge Asterius.
So the judge said to him, well, if this indeed is true, I want you to prove it. And he brought one of his adopted daughters, who happened to be blind, the one legend says. And what happened is that Valentinus, or Valentine here, laid his hands upon this girl, and she was healed immediately.
Another legend says that before he was executed, he left a note for the girl signed, "Your Valentine." Some say this led to the practice of sending valentines on February 14th, the day he was beheaded.
All the legends seem to agree that Valentine was martyred on the 14th of February in 269.
Therefore, that was the day associated with him when the church would celebrate and thank God for his life.
So Valentine's Day didn't start out as a romantic holiday.
We do need to recognize that this day, the 14th of February, was already connected with Valentine from the 4th century, already from that time onward. And right from the beginning, this celebration had more to do than just a celebration of romantic love. And the church's commitment to Valentine to honor this example of Christian marriage and sacrifice and martyrdom and the healing of other people and the spread of the gospel was from the beginning a commitment to what Christian marriage could be like in our world and the message that it brings to a broken world.
Valentine's Day represents more than flowers and candy. It's about what's in our hearts and the heart of Christ.
When we see those hearts on Valentine's Day, we can remember that that heart is also has some connections back to the heart of Jesus and to God's love for us, and we can remember that the source of all love and the source of self-sacrifice and love for each other is rooted in God's love and in the witness that St. Val.
Let's see, because I don't know about what they talking about. Spirit, like, they on some bull jive with that. See, they won't let me go to nothing else. Now, freezing up my screen. Y'all give me a minute, my screen is frozen up. Your shit really froze up. My computer don't want to work. Whatever, y'all. So that's pretty much what we're going to get into today. Y'all enjoy y'all day. Y'all enjoy y'all time. Y'all enjoy y'all time with y'all loved ones. You know what I'm saying? Do it all the time, not just on one day. Y'all spread love, continue to spread love with people that's beside you and people that's behind you, neighbors, all that. So y'all take it easy, y'all be easy, y'all breathe, y'all meditate, y'all say prayers, and I'll see y'all next time on the Third Eye Five Just About Audio Podcast.